The Dodgers were once called Dem Bums by their fans in Brooklyn, but those Brooklyn fans said it with love, with resignation too, certainly, since the Dodgers made a habit of almost beating the Yankees and not doing so, but with real affection. Just ask the shades of Duke Snider, Gil Hodges, and Jackie Robinson. These days, the Los Angeles Dodgers can be called Them Bankrupt Bums, or they could be if people in Los Angeles talked like that. The Dodgers not only can't win ball games these days, they can't make payroll without assistance, and the dirty laundry of those who own the club has been fluttering in the smoggy breeze for a couple of years. Here to help us figure out what has happened to baseball's most storied franchise ever to file for Chapter 11 is Bill Shaken of the LA Times. Bill, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you.
On Monday, the Dodgers filed for Chapter 11 protection. This was after the team had secured a $150 million loan so it could pay the bills and meet payroll. Has that stopped the bleeding for now?
Only for a couple weeks. What the bankruptcy court essentially authorized was funding to pay the immediate bills, the things that were coming due this week and the next payroll on July the 15th. On July 20th, everybody goes back to court and starts arguing all over again.
This week, the Dodgers dropped 2 out of 3 to the Twins, and after Wednesday's 1-0 loss, your colleague Dylan Hernandez referred to the Dodgers as, quote, a traveling tragicomedy. Does that seem an apt description to you?
Yeah. I mean, had the Dodgers been in first place, maybe some of the attention to the bankruptcy and some of the other off-the-field issues might be lessened a little bit, but it only becomes amplified every time you turn on a television set and see that the largest ballpark in the major leagues is half empty, and then you look at the standings and see the team is hovering right around last place.
Well, as you say, not exactly in first place. In fact, manager Don Mattingly said this week, and members of the team have agreed with him, saying, hey, we're better than the record would indicate. Are they right?
Frankly, they're not. They built their team around solid pitching and a questionable offense. The offense has indeed been questionable. The solid pitching really hasn't been there because of injuries. Jonathan Broxton, who was on the All-Star team as a closer last year, has been out most of the year with injuries. Hung Chi Kuo, who was an All-Star setup man, has been out much of the year because he lost command. He's pretty much gotten it back, but that took some time. John Garland, who they signed to the starting rotation because he was reliable. He wasn't spectacular, but he never missed the start. He's been on the disabled list, too.
As you mentioned, the ballpark has been far from full, so fans have reacted that way. Are there other ways in which fans have expressed their dismay at the financial situation and McCourt's stewardship of the Dodgers?
There are people who have blogs and websites and have certainly made their opinion known with T-shirts they're trying to sell and such, but I think you're right. I mean, the attendance speaks for itself, and I think it's a little bit too simplistic to say that it's all about the ownership situation. The economy, of course, everywhere is not the greatest. And the Dodgers had a big security issue. There was a fan who was beaten nearly to death on opening day. And so the stadium is pretty much a Los Angeles Police Department controlled entity right now. So all those things come together to make it a place that is not one of the more popular gathering spots in Los Angeles right now.
The team and the league plan to present their bankruptcy plans in court on July 20th. Do you have any idea of what's likely to happen once those two sides meet in court?
The Dodgers have proposed a loan that they've gotten at what would be at least 10% interest, depending on how the loan works out. The league has come in and said, look, we can do better. We'll loan you the money at 7%. And, of course, those savings could be applied to the team operation, and that theoretically would make the team a little healthier. We'll have to see what the bankruptcy judge decides.
One somewhat grim possibility is that the league takes over the Dodgers. That would certainly prompt a flurry of legal actions. Do you think the commissioner will take over the team?
Well, the Dodgers argue that he essentially had, that he had appointed a trustee to oversee the team's finances. The league's position was, you know, we're just keeping an eye on the team while we figure out what we want to do. And the Dodgers say, no, you knew what you wanted to do all along. You wanted to get us out of there. So that's another issue to be debated before the court.
The Pittsburgh Penguins once owed former player Mario Lemieux about $30 million, and he parlayed that into ownership of the team. The Dodgers now owe Manny Ramirez about $21 million. What do you think of Manny coming back as a co-owner?
It would be like having one of the stuntmen in the circus try to manage the circus. It just, I don't know that Manny would even care. He's a great person, if you talk to him. I know his performance obviously has had some issues and his performance-enhancing drug use is not something you'd recommend to anyone, but he's a good guy. Just he's not a guy, let's say, that has an MBA.
Bill, just one more question. You have to cover this team, you and your colleagues in Southern California. Has it been something that has been increasingly discouraging, or do you guys see it as just a cornucopia of story possibilities that you don't usually get to cover?
It's certainly different. I can't tell you that I'd ever thought I'd be spending my time as a baseball writer talking to divorce experts and bankruptcy experts, but here we are.
Bill Shaken covers the Dodgers for the Los Angeles Times. Bill, thank you very much for joining me.
All right, take care.
Austin Anthony Wee, and here I am, a poet, and I didn't even know it. So send the Phils to Trenton, the Giants to St. Paul, but keep the bums in Brooklyn, the greatest ball of all. So let's keep the Dodgers in Brooklyn. You heard our plea, at last we had our say. Your mind is in a park if you take them to that smock. Leave the Dodgers in Brooklyn, USA.
We really love them. Keep the Dodgers in Brooklyn.
O'Malley, do me one favor. Mind your own business and stay home. Don't leave town.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. A variety of, quote, near hairless, toothy, and injured dogs were entered in the annual World's Ugliest Dog Competition at the Sonoma Marin Fair in California last month, and all but one of them were judged too attractive for the coveted distinction. This year's winner was a Chinese-crested Chihuahua named Yoda for his resemblance to the wise and wizened Jedi Master in Star Wars. The dog had been abandoned, and when her current owner, Terry Schumacher, first found the beast behind her apartment building, she thought it was a rat. Yoda's competition included a blind pug called Hercules and a one-eyed bald mongrel named Handsome Hector, both of whom can only hope they'll become uglier with age.